In its friend of the court filing, the Department of Justice notes that ICWA and Department of Interior guidelines require that child custody proceedings occur quickly and the state return children to their homes as soon as the danger of physical damage or harm has been resolved. State law requires that a hearing be held within 48 hours of a child's removal from a home, but plaintiffs say those hearings are frequently meaningless as conducted in Pennington County. Plaintiff's attorney Dana Hanna says transcripts show that hearings are brief, sometimes just a couple of minutes long, and that parents, tribes, and their attorneys don't have an opportunity to present evidence or testimony to refute the state's allegations.
We submitted about 50 transcripts of those hearings to prove that state defendants are not giving Indian parents a meaningful or fair hearing before they take their kids.
Hanna says on the strength of that evidence, plaintiffs have asked Judge Jeffrey Viken for summary judgment. If the judge finds there are no disputes of fact, he can make a ruling without a trial. Hanna says the lawsuit is a civil rights issue.
We have filed this lawsuit under the Federal Civil Rights Act, which allows citizens to sue state officials who take actions under color of state law that violate their federal constitutional rights.
The Department of Justice submitted a 23-page brief that included research to assist the plaintiff's case. Dana Hanna explains.
The Department of Justice has an interest in seeing to it that federal laws are correctly interpreted and obeyed. And basically they conclude that South Dakota officials, the defendants in this case, are incorrectly interpreting the Indian Child Welfare Act, as well as the requirements of constitutional due process, which basically means fundamental fairness.
Defendants have until August 29th to respond to plaintiff's motion for summary judgment. Defendants' attorneys declined to comment on pending litigation. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.